Okay, today's share on Parshas Ki Tisa, right? So it says, Vaydeber Hashem Moshe Lemor. God spoke to Moses saying, Ki Tisa, when you lift up at Rosh, the head of Bnei Israel, the heads of Bnei Israel, Lifkudehem, to entrust them, to put them in their place, to put them in their tafkid, V'natnu, and you gave Ish kofer, each person an atonement, a cleaning of nafsha, his soul, la Hashem, to God, bifkod otam. When God, right, when you put him in his tafkid, in his position, in his proper place. V'lo yeh behem negev, and there won't be a negev, chas v'shalom, a plague, bifkod otam, when you put them in its place. Now this is like, doesn't make sense. Here God tells Moses, count the Jewish people, right? And put them in through the counting. It seems that counting is, right? You know, like before you became from, count people, problem? No problem. We're told here in Chumash, you count people. What's the purpose of counting people? To put them in their tafkid, to put them in their place, to put them in their right position, right? Like, you know, we come up to the Purim spiel, so this is all in our minds. Someone directs the Purim spiel, you're the actor, you're the photographer. Everyone has their own little position, right? And that's how it works, right? I'm sure, you know, everyone has their own position. You're the actor, you're the main star, you're the producer. I don't know, there's a whole lot of hierarchy, right? Hollywood, you told me, is like mainly it, right? So they got it from somewhere, right? Everyone has their own position and their own tafkid. So that sounds a good thing to do. Why should that be a magefa? Why should there be a magefa? Why does this cause, counting people, cause, chas v'shalom, death? Why should that be? Yeah.
Just a question. When you were reading, the verb leaf code, you were translating it as tafkid, and in the article it just says count. So can you explain, like, how do you see from here that
count means
limnot? Tafkid is like your role, yeah, right?
How do you see means the count? Count means limnot. Limnot means to count. Mm-hmm. Lifkod means to put some. You say you have a perikah mafkid. Mafkid is to entrust someone with the position of guarding something. To be put in a tafkid, to put in a position means you're entrusted with a specific position. That means if you're a producer, you're entrusted with the role of being the producer of this film. That's your entrustment. That we trust you to do your role. So lifkod means to be entrusted to fulfill a certain role. That's why a pikodin, right? You're in the sham is given to you as a pikodin, right? As an entrustment. And that entrustment is that you do what's proper with that entrustment you're given every day, right? That's what you say, Elokai, the sham is netatabi, the nisham you gave me, right? To hurry, etc. It's an entrustment. You return it. You know, every day you return it back to your creator. Some of you return to your creator. At 120, you return, you know, like hopefully all of it, right? But that's an entrustment. You give an entrustment, do it properly. So here, there's a pekuda, parsha's pekudim. This parsha is not parsha's pekudim, sorry. This parsha about counting the Jewish people is putting them in their proper role. So what's wrong with that? Why is there should be a magefa? Why should counting anyway? Why should counting there be a magefa? Is a plague. Why? It doesn't make sense. It's just the whole puzzle just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense, right?
Right. Because God is the only one that puts us in the place that.
No, Moshe. God told Moshe put us in it. Put each person in the position. So the puzzle doesn't make sense. Let's just read it. We'll read it and we'll look at the Rashi's. But there's something very strange happening here. Ze yitnu, this they should give, kol ha'over, anyone who passes ala pkudim, on the entrustment, right, when they put in their praise, machzit a shekel, half of a shekel. Not a whole shekel, half of a shekel. Right? B'shekel ha'kodesh, of the shkolim, of the, there's two matbeis, there's the kodesh, and how much is that? Esrim geira a shekel, 20 geira is a shekel, machzit a shekel, truma la'ashem. This is a truma to God. And if we do this machzit ha-shekel, we don't count the people, we count this half a shekel, right? Then it's okay. Kol aver pekudim ben 20 shana u'mala, from 20 years and upwards, yitnu truma sashem, the truma, this portion to God. He'ashir lo yarbeh, a rich person shouldn't give more, v'adal lo yamid, shouldn't give less, poor person shouldn't give less, machzit ha-shekel, etere truma sashem, to give the truma of Hashem. L'kaper al nafshoteichem. Now all of a sudden we're told that by giving this half a shekel, it's a kapara. It's a cleansing, right? Of our soul. Cleaning, like Yom Kippur. So now I'm giving this half a shekel, I'm being counted, I'm being put in my position, and I'm being given now a kapara because it's this half a shekel. Awesome! Because I give a half a shekel or a whole shekel, it becomes a kapara? Or because I'm counting a matbeah, I'm not counting a person, it's a kapara? What do I need a kapara for? I didn't do anything wrong. Moshe's doing the problem. God told Moshe to do this problem. What did it do with me? Why do I need a kapara? You understand? It doesn't make sense? Chumash, generally speaking, doesn't make sense. Generally speaking, it doesn't make sense. Right? We try and make a little bit of sense out of it. It doesn't make sense. If you read Chumash, right? If you're first coming in, if you're like, you know, you're first coming into yeshiva and you start learning Chumash, it's like one of the worst svarim to teach a person because it just doesn't make sense. How Rabbi Gershwin gets away with making sense of it, like, you know, only Rabbi Gershwin could do it, right? But generally speaking, Chumash doesn't make sense. Now let's go weiter. Okay?
Wait, we're not going to try to address it?
No, we'll get there. Little by little. Let's read the whole little bit, then we'll get an idea of it. Yeah? Then it says, V'lekachta et kesev ha-kipurim, and now you take this kesev of kapara, right? Plural. Me'et b'nei Yisrael, from the Jewish people. V'natat oto al avodat ohel moed. And you give it for the avoda of the ohel moed. V'aya l'bnei Yisrael, and it will be for the Jewish people, l'zikaron, as a remembrance. Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Now this money becomes a remembrance. What? L'kaper on nafshotechem. To be mekaper on their souls. Now, let's do little Rashi's, you know? Like, let's learn some Rashi. Let Rashi give us some information. We don't know what this is talking about. It doesn't make sense. Right? Hopefully, Rashi will add to us some ideas that will begin to form a picture. That's what you do. You read it, you try and understand what it's saying or what it's not. You know, what doesn't make sense of it, and then you read the Rashi's, and hopefully Rashi will help you out a little bit. So let's see what we're talking about. Kitisa, Loshen Kabbalah, he says. This is a Loshen Kabbalah. The Kabel Schum Minyanam, to receive the amount of the minyan. The Dat Kamehem, Al Timnam Lugilgolet, don't count them on their heads. El Yitnu Kol Echad, each one, Machsit a Shekel, V'timna et Hashkolim, and don't count them. Count the shkolim v'teda minyanam v'lo yemeg negev, and they won't be in them a negev sham minyan sholet bo ayin hara. Says Rashi, when you count something, there's ayin hara. V'adava ba alehem kamo shematzinu b'mei David. There was a makefa. So now all of a sudden we're being told two things. Don't count the heads, count the half machzit a shekel. Why? Because counting people brings ayin hara. Now it all makes sense, doesn't it? Now that we know Rashi, things make so much sense. Why does counting cause ayin hara? Okay, so let's start off with the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos, it says that ayin hara, right, or bracha could only be found in something hasamui mina ayin, that which is hidden. That which is not hidden, there's no bracha. There's ayin hara. That's what it said. Luchot rishonot. They were given before Hesia. The first luchot given before Hesia. Sholet behem ayin hara. And they were broken. So even in good things, there's ayin hara in before Hesia. What is ayin hara? Who's ayin hara? Why ayin hara here? There's only, this is in the midbar. There was no one around. You know, maybe a few snakes and scorpions. There was no one around. What ayin hara is there? What's this ayin hara? If you're mefarsim, if you go around telling people how much you have in your bank account, guess what? You're going to lose it. That's what it means.
Hmm.
If you start counting your money in your purse, right? It's going to go away. What are we talking about? What's this ayin hara? Does it make sense to you?
Oh. Can you define exactly ayin hara?
I'm trying to. Ayin hara means evil eye. That's what it means. That's what it translates. But that's what you're asking.
Mm.
So what does this mean? What does it mean, ayin hara? Ayin hara comes basically from a concept of jealousy. concept that what this person has, he doesn't deserve. Where do we learn ayin hara from? Bilam. Bilam, we learn ayin hara, right? He had an ayin hara. We know Avraham Avinu had the opposite, right? An ayin tova, it was ish chesed. What is ayin? Ayin hara means, the person has ayin hara, he associates everything with himself. If you associate everything with yourself, so you're drawing in everything to self. It means anything someone else has, really should belong to you. Really, I should be having this. Really, this should belong to me. This is mine. This is my way. The only way is my way. The only way is this thing. Right? Person sees himself as the center of everything. That's a Baal Ayin Hara. Why should minyan or counting people bring that on? The Jewish people, like we said this all the time, the Jewish people are Jewish people because they're one nation. When you say they're one nation, what do you mean? You don't look at them as individuals. You don't look at them as individuals with individuals' desires and individual positions. You look at them as one nation. Shivim nefesh yatsum mitzrayim. 70 soul, they went out from Egypt, right? You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't talk to them about, by Esav you say 70 souls. We mentioned this before, right? This is why it's related. Actually, it's related to Purim. I don't know if we're going to relate it to Purim. It's too much to relate this to Purim at this stage. But if we have time, we'll see. What is the most important object to getting all that a person wants? Money. You heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
Money, money, money. You heard that, right? Money. Kesef. When you have, what does kesef mean? When a person, nichsaf, nichsafti. Kesef means all of your desires are in this money. Kesed is the thing which contains all of a person's potential in terms of desires. Is there anything you can't buy with money? Well, happiness, but forget that one. It's not so important, is it? Well, maybe it is to some of us, like all of us. But most people think, certainly in this world, if you have money, you have everything. You're successful, you're important, you're powerful. You can get everything you want. Right?
Not everything.
Well, everything that's physical. Yeah?
Yeah.
How much does Russell Shore choose?
I'm not sure if you'll get that.
Yeah, ask him.
Yeah, that's, you have to ask him. It's a private question. Right? Those things are worth more than money, but you never know. But anyway, no, I don't mean chas v'shalom. I don't mean in a bad way. Don't mean any. Don't get me wrong. Don't make any mistake. That once I asked my Rosh Hashiva, I saw he wrote some chidushim. So I asked him, "How much is it worth?" So like, so he said, $1 million. So I was like joking with him. So I said, "So little." So he said, 100 million. I said, so little? What do you mean? Can you value it? Can you value a chiddush? Can you value something spiritual? Boz yavuzu, a bit of fairy card. So obviously, I wasn't asking him that question. He wasn't answering that way. He was like, you know, like, it's worth a lot for him, like as much as he can think. Like he can't think like more than a million, right? So you know that's right. I don't even know what $1 million is, right? You know, like, it probably take me a few years to count it. Depends what bills you have, right? But it's something which doesn't have. There's certain things which don't have value. Kesef represents things which have value, which you can buy in this world. It represents the physical world. Ayin hara, right, is contained in the physical world. If you see the physical world as things that you can gain and bring into yourself. The I, which draws into itself, that's Ayanara. The I, which gives of self, is Ayan Tova. It's a different I. An I that sees the good in another person. An I that wants to give, who's sensitive to another person. It's a different I. Here we're taking something which is kesiv, which it's inside it, all the desires of man. Now try and understand something. You guys, we all live in America. If you don't buy a new car, well, most of us apart from it, right? It's no different in Germany, I'm sure. If you don't buy a car every year, or every 2 years, or I don't know how long, right? The more, the merrier. Like, you're not with it. You're like, you're losing out. You're not cool, or you're not whatever. If you don't have this, what is it, iPhone, what is it, number 6? You have to get the iPhone number 7, and you have to get the iPhone number 8, and that every year they're going to make a new one. And because it goes one split second quicker than the first one, or it's a little thinner, or it's a little fatter, or it's a little wider, or whatever. It's not much of a difference. Could the naked eye even tell the difference? We're so mucked with our time that it makes a difference if we look up something in 1 second or in one, I don't know how much, second or in 1.1 second. Makes such a difference. But people will spend and they'll buy and they'll update and they'll think for this new thing. And that's how society is. How does the economy work? Because we always have more needs. Nichsof, nichsafti. We have more and more of a desire. That's what kesef does. If you notice, it starts off free loans, buy a house, buy a car, free loans, buy a right credit card, payments. They're not stupid. They have ways of making you buy more. Buy with 36 payments so you don't even feel it, right? But you buy it 36 times so you feel it, right? But that's how they do it. They put you in this ma'agal, in this circle of buying. That's the circle. Esau, that's a circle of Yeshdi Rav. I have so much. People go for so much. They want to contain the whole world in them. That's Ayin Hara. That's what Kesef represents. So now we're taking this Kesef and we're using it to be Mevatel, this concept of Ayin Hara. Why, when you count something, is there Ayin Hara? Because when I count something, I'm saying this is what you are. Counting, giving a minion to it, is giving a boundary to it. When you give a boundary to something, even if it's an important boundary, you're putting this person in a specific tafkid. You're bounding him within this framework. Is a person only have one tafkid, only one purpose? That's boundarying a person. He's a doctor, that defines who he is. That's all he is, a doctor. He's a lawyer, that defines who he is. He's a producer, that defines who he is. However you put, whatever tafkid you put a person, that's boundarying who he is. When you bounder who a person is, right, you put a boundary on him, what are you doing to him? You're negating part of who he is. You're negating part of the infinite that's within him. You're boundarying him. You're putting boundaries on him. Now, it's important that a person has a tafkid. We need doctors, we need lawyers, right? We need all sorts of people, even Torah scholars, right? That was a joke. Because nowadays, you know, in the world, like, oh, a Torah scholar? What's a Torah scholar? Who needs them, right? Who needs them? What they do all day, just learn all day, they don't do anything for the world, right? You know, that's the general world view, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but those people who do nothing the whole day, right? Schmooze with the Bacharim. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everyone has a tafkid, but even if you put a person in that specific tafkid, that specific place, you're negating him, you're confining him. That confining of a person is another thing with kesef. That's what you said. How much would Rabbi Trivitz take for Chevrusa, Daniel, right? So guess who had that question? The Gaon Mivilna. The Gaon Mivilna, when he was on his deathbed, and there was a hierarchy of Malachim, angels coming to greet him, he took his tzitzis, right? But, and he looked at them and he started crying. Because for a few prutot, a few, I don't know how to say prutot, a few little coins, you can buy mitzvahs. Kesev can also get you ruchnius. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You can use that same money to buy that new whatever. Let's say a new, that's something where everyone get this BMW 77. Zero, I, J, no, J's out of the thing, it has to be I. I, streamlined, right? It has to be thin and streamlined, right? That's because that's what's in, right? Because everyone has to be, why, you know why thin is such an important thing today? Just think about it. Why thin, just dumb, why thin? You know, people have to be thin because they're healthy. So a thin foam is a healthy foam, right? But okay, it doesn't matter.
Are they lacking in substance?
Huh?
Lacking in substance?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's just a joke. I don't know that's the truth, but who cares? Anyway, but do you understand what I'm saying? Makes sense? So now, when you're counting a person, even if you're counting for a tafkid, a ruchani tafkid, a human being, right? A human being cannot be contained in his tafkid. A human being is beyond his tafkid. Kesev has two things. Kesev means Nichsoch nichsabti, the desire. There's a desire, the inner desire, to connect with our Creator and to create which is beyond the physical. And there's a desire of the physical goof, of the lave, the physical lave, the yetzahara, the lave, the left lave, right? Lave? Yeah. The left lave. The right lave is. The left lave. What's the left lave? That's the Yetzirah. That's its desire for the physical. That desire for the physical, that's where comes the Ayin Ra, that everything belongs to me. Everything I contain in me, or I want to contain in me. The right lave, the lave, which is the desire to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Nichsof Nichsafti, that's the lave of Ayin Tova. Which lave is represented in a whole shekel, and which lave is represented in a half shekel? What's the difference between a half shekel and a whole shekel? Why is half a shekel the shekel that represents the lave of Nichsof Nichsafti to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Let's think here. Rashi tells us that, I'm going to jump to Rashi at Tesvav. So let's read Rashi Tesvav. Rashi there says, Dava Achem, Lekaper al Nafshoteichem, right? So Tesvav, the last, one of the last psukim here. To have a kapar on yourselves, right? It brings in a geifa. So we need Kesev to go against that mageifa. That means there's two things happening here. All Kesev can bring a mageifa, it can bring death. Or Kesev can be a kapara al nafshoteichem. It can be a kapara, cleansing of your soul, that you're a pure soul. Yom Kippur, it's a cleansing of soul. So the same Kesev has a double side, has heads or tails, right? Right or left. It's double sided. Which way we go with this Kesev? Lefi shiramez lehem kan gimel truma. There are three trumas here. Shenichtav kan, Trumat Hashem, Gimel Pam. It says Trumat Hashem three times. A hint of these three Trumas. Now you have to understand, these three Trumas are three aspects of self. We're going to go through this. Achad Trumas Adonim, the Trumas of Adonim. This is what we're speaking about here, the Truma of the Adonim. The Truma of, you know the Adonim are? Those silver things they put under the Mishkan to hold the Atzei Shittim, the beams of the Mishkan. Yeah? You with me? Guys, you with me? Everyone's following? You're not following.
Where are we?
In the Rashi, Tesvav. The Truma of the Adonim. Shemanan kishitchilu benidvas ha-mishkan. We counted them, we started the nidvas ha-mishkan. Nitnu kol echad machzit ha-shekel. Vala mea kika. There was 100 kika. Okay, I'm going to skip. And from them made the Adonim. Vasheni, the second one. He, Afhi, Alidei Minyan. It's also through Minyan. Right? Shemanan Mishuhu Kama Mishkan. When they established the Mishkan. And these, that's in Chumash Pikudim. That's, you know, in next week's parasha. Ve'echad b'chodesh ha'sheni, b'shan ha'sheni. V'natna, kol echad maksit ha'shekel. Each one was maksit ha'shekel. And that was the call by the korbanot of the tzibu. The korban tzibu. Right? All the korbanot of the tzibu. All the sacrifices of the congregation. Right? And the third one is he trumas ha'mishkan. And that says, kol amrim trumas kesev nechoshet. And that everyone lafin divas libo. That's the trumas la'ashem. That's the third one. The giving of the money for the mishkan. And everyone gives according to how much he has. Okay, so we see these three concepts of Trumas Lashem, right? Two Machzit HaShekel, and one for the Adonim, one for the Korbanos, Sibu, and one for everyone gives according to his how much he has for the Truma of the Mishkan. That's Nedivas Lev. That was 2 weeks ago, the Parsha. Yeah? Parsha's Truma. Yeah? This one's speaking about the Trumas Adonim. And that's what Rashi says here. Rashi says, why is this? Because, so Rashi, the next one Rashi says, I'm just, first let me get the information, then we'll deal with the information. Lemata, Pasuk Tezayin, Lemata, Shinitzavulim notam betchila nidvata mishkan. You have to count them the beginning of the giving of the mishkan, the nedava, the giving for the mishkan. Acha maisa egel, after the maisa egel, mipnei shenichnas behem magefa, there was a magefa after the head of the egel. V'yigof Hashem et ha'am. Hashem punished the people. Mashal atzon chaviv al-ba'aleh. Son, which is chaviv al-ba'aleh, right? Chaviv al-ba'aleh. Shenafla ba'adava. Something fell from it. Mishepasak amalo l'roe. They were clad as well. Some of clad were lost in the Cheder Egel. V'bakasha mecha. The count the Jewish people. Lo'adiyah she chaviva alav. It's dear to him. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? So, we see that the counting of the Jewish people for the Adonim, explains on Rashi, because of the Adonim, right? Was after the Ma'aseh of Chet Egel and the building of the Mishkan. These Adonim, what was the purpose of these Adonim? They were holding up the Mishkan, right? And this was a kapara of the Chet Egel. Chazal says after the Chet Ha'egel, Chet Ha'egel was a very, very big thing for Klal Yisrael. Every aver that we do has part of it the Chet of Egel, Chet Ha'egel, right? I'm not going to go into Chet Ha'egel. It's this week's parasha. The Chet Ha'egel is this week's parasha. I'm not going to go into Chet Ha'egel. It's a whole parasha in of itself. But basically, what happened at Har Sinai, we should have fixed the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Instead of what happened, we went back and we were Kalkel, like before the Chet of Adam HaRishon with the Chet Ha'egel. So we went backwards. And that's why we need Luchot Shniot, which is Yom Kippur. Then after Yom Kippur, the Tzivu, the building of the Mishkan. And then the Nedava of the Machzit HaShekel to count the Jewish people so there won't be Magefa in Klal Yisrael, right? And that was the building of the Adonim. Then afterwards, after the Mishkan, before this altogether, there was the Nedavos of the Mishkan in Parshas Truma, and then after the building of the Mishkan, there was the another Machzit HaShekel, another counting for the Korban HaTzibur. Okay? Yeah, you with me? Everyone, I'm being quick. It's too quick? Okay, let's do the countings. Countings again. Bringing, this wasn't a counting, but these are Trumas Lashem. Two countings only. Countings for the Adonim before the building of the Mishkan. The Adonim is the metal, the silver things underneath holding the Mishkan. You didn't do Parshas Truma and Parshas Truma the Adonim? You didn't learn that? The Adonim and Parshas Truma? Yeah? And then, you know the Atzei Shittim, the poles of the Mishkan went into two Adonim? You didn't learn that? You didn't learn that?
Oh yeah, you mean talking about the loops they go on?
Or? Yeah, they went into like two like metal blocks, which had a hole inside them.
On the Porsche, I didn't
know. Yeah, you guys have these picture books with the art scrolls. You know what these Adonim are, guys? I thought you knew what these Adonim are. You know how the Mishkan was built? There's a board here. The Adonim are very. This something is called Parshas Truma.
You know how the Mishkan was built?
You have these poles, right? As the shittim. They had like two things like that, right? And each one had an adi. Each one, there's two of them. This is an adi. Had a hole like that, this one into. One into there, and then there's another one for this one. So it looks like this. So you know, that's silver. And that's wood. That's a shittim. You didn't know this?
Parshas Truma? We've read it in Shir. It's in the Parshas Truma.
Okay, all right. You go in the Shir. Okay, fine. That's the Adami. That was the first. This was much of a shekel.
Where are we at? I don't know where we're looking at exactly. In these walls?
Or no. This is how Mishkan was built. Mishkan was built like this. You know, the tall beast of Mishkan. Right?
Okay.
And this had these Adami underneath them. To hold it up. Oh, now I don't know what that means. Do you know this? You have that? That's how the Mishkan was built.
It's in the pages there?
That's the picture.
There's the end of Parshas Truma. End of Parshas Truma. Okay. Okay, you know the Adari right now? Okay, we can do that. You know the same thing there. Alright.
Oh, I see.
Okay, anyway, let's go back here. So these Adonim held up the Mishkan. They were Ma'amid the Mishkan. They held up the Mishkan.
Right.
And this was brought from this counting. And this was a tikkun of the chet of the egel. Through this counting to prevent the magefa. There was a magefa that had an egel. Now we were recounted because we were chaviv, we were dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to recount us and put us in a new tafkid before the chet and after the chet. Because after the chet, Klal Yisrael were affected.
This
and
is before the chet, right? This first
no,
count.
This... When you count the Mishkan's after the Chet. No one knows, right, the, guys. You didn't know this, guy. According to Chumash Rashi, it's a machlokas Rishon, but according to Rashi, and that's
it's out of order.
This,
right.
It's out of order. First, there was a Chet HaEgel. Guys, you with me? I think we're missing out some Chumash. I thought you had. First, there was a Chet HaEgel. You know the Chet HaEgel?
Yeah.
Yes. First, there was a Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel, there was a tzivui to build. There was what's it called? That was Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, the Shvirat Haluchot with the Chet HaEgel. Then we went up 40 days of 40 days of anger, 40 days of pius, was Elul, Yom Kippur. After the 40 days, we received the second Luchot. And then Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchot, and there was a tzivui to build a Mishkan, right? And then there was the counting. And then there was the counting for the Adonim. First there was the Nedava for bringing the things to the Mishkan, and then there was the counting for the Adonim, for these, how you call these Adonim? These pieces of metal to hold the wood, the bases. And then there was the counting after the Mishkan was established, was Hukam, which was on Pesach. Yes? Yes? And then we have the Korbanos. You guys don't know all this. And then there was a Korbanos. And then there was the Korbanos, the Matzis Shekel for the Korbanos.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone has it now?
Get
you still don't have it? The history, I write it up. No, it's important. You have to know where we are.
Yeah.
We're talking about three different Matzis Shekel. I thought you knew what we're talking about, but obviously we don't. Right. Okay. So, again, you understand? There was a Chet HaEgel. The Mishkan was built because to show that Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells with us. Chet HaEgel caused, Chas V'Shalom, there was a siluk of the Shekhinah. There was a chet, like the chet of Adam HaRishon, there was a siluk of the Shekhinah. After Yom Kippur, we got Luchot Shniot, which wasn't the same as Luchot Rishonot. It was a lower level of Torah. And then now we needed God to be present with us. He wasn't now Galui, that He would have been in the first Luchot. He was now somewhat the Hester. The Hester was that we would have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his dwelling place, which was the Mishkan, and then Moshe would go and he'd hear Torah and bring it to Klal Yisrael.
The Hester was hidden?
Hidden, yeah, hidden. Right?
Okay.
And then that's basically it. Yeah? Clear? But there was a tzivui for the building of the Mishkan, and then the Jewish people, through their Nediva slave, through their desire to give, they gave for the Mishkan.
Yeah? And then there was a tzivui for the counting the Jewish people, because now there was, after the Chet HaEgel, some of the Jewish people were lost, and so they had to be recounted. And now there was a new, since we were on a lower level, we had to be recounted and re-put into our position. Our tafkid changed, because we were on a lower level. And that was the counting now, and that was the counting to produce, and that counting was with the Matzid HaShekel for these Adonim.
That's what this is now?
Yeah, that's what this is now. And then there's another counting, which is after the Mishkan was established in Pesach, right? Nisan, right? Hukama Mishkan. And then, what was then they were brought, and now there's another counting to count for the Jewish people for bringing them their korbanos. It was not, that wasn't after Pesach, it was the second month. He came at the Mishkan, and then it was the second month, in Parshas Pekudim, which they accounted for the what's it called, for the Korbanos Tzibur. Yeah? Okay, now everything's clear?
So this is the counting of the
what is it? Huh? That was B'Shana Ashniya B'Iya. That was an Iya, there was a counting. I will count it, the Machzit HaShekel, for Korbanos Tzibur. Right? Second year.
So, is the counting of Adanim?
No, this is the Adanim here, but it has a remiss to all three of the countings, all three of the trumas.
Used for the Adanim.
Yeah. Okay, it's a hint here also to the other two trumas. That says trumas Hashem was said three times here. Yes.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't understand. You didn't know this. I thought you guys knew this.
We started with the trumas Adanim. That's the first one we did. And the second one is the first one is
the Trumas HaMishkan, and that's Parshas Truma.
Right, so that's the one that you guys led. This is the second one.
Now, yeah.
A third one is giving the Korbanos for Pesach and the inauguration of the Mishkan.
Yeah, that was the second year in Iyar. Right.
Which,
Rashi says that here. Huh?
Which
said it was in Nisan.
No, it was in Iyar. It's in Iyar, the second year in Iyar.
The Korbanos one is in Iyar.
Yeah.
What changed between Trumas Mishkan and Trumas?
It's in Rashi here. Rashi explains it here. Huh?
What changed between Trumas Mishkan and Trumas Adanim?
That was bringing all the different things, all the wood, not the wood, the Zav, the Kesev, and the Choshet, Cheles, the Agamam, the Tolad, Shani, all the things, the Parshas Truma, all the things you need for the Mishkan. Klalis Rova, Divas Libo gave the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Miluim, all that was needed.
But that was also for two.
That was an accounting. That was a truma. That was an accounting. There's only two countings. This one and then Parshas Pekudim.
Okay.
Okay. Clear. Everyone's clear now.
So the counting is what we have to do to really atone for.
Yeah. Whenever there's counting, there's an atonement. So that I have to explain.
What about the first truma?
That wasn't the atonement. That was an accounting.
That was just
giving. That was just giving. That was a nedivah slave. Okay, I'm sorry to know you guys didn't know that, but okay. Now it has more, you have more an idea of what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're talking about, let's go back now. I explained there's two forms of money being used. Money can be used to build a Mishkan, or money can be used to get one's desires.
Mm-hmm.
The building of a Mishkan, the basis of a Mishkan, the basis of a person is the place for the Mishkan. Where's the place for the Mishkan? The place for the Mishkan is the heart of the person. In that heart, there's two aspects to the heart. There's the left heart and there's the right heart. That's a Gemara. Gemara says, the right heart is the seat of the Yetzer Tov, and the left heart is the seat of the Yetzer Hara. The desires of this person, you can go both ways. It can desire the good and connection with its creator, and that's the building and the establishing of the Mishkan in his heart. That's the Adonim, that which holds up the Mishkan. That's the Kesev that can be used to buy Ruchnias, a Chevrusa with Rabbi Trivitz, right? Or the Gros says the Tzitzis that you can buy in Olam Hazeh, that you can't get in Olam Haba. You can convert your Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. I.e., all your potency, Kesef represents your potency, all your potency can be expressed for mitzvahs, or all your potency, all your Kesef, all your desires can be to bring into you that which is outside of you. That's ayin hara. Whenever you count a person and you are somehow giving boundaries to a person, you're negating his deep internality. When you call someone a doctor, is that all he is? Even if you call someone a rav, a tzaddik, whatever you call him, is that all he is? You've defined him with those words? That's all that contains in him? He has a depth that has infinite depth. That infinite depth that's within him that can connect to his creator, that can only be when a person feels like he's half a shekel. What do you mean half a shekel? He's an incomplete individual unless he completes his kesher with his creator and his fellow man. The Adonim, whether you were rich, whether you were poor, everyone gave the same amount. No one gave differently. No one was looked at according to the external means. Everyone was equal in terms of their externalities, in terms of the amount they gave. But they were all lacking. They were all half a shekel. Half a shekel means that I'm not complete without you. If I'm not complete without you, the only way I can become complete is by connecting to you. How do you connect? By absorbing you into me, by taking you and putting it into me, by making you me, you're the center of my desires, I mean, you're just in a way of me getting what I want, then you are me. And he is me. And the whole world is me. And I did it my way. Or do we say that I'm half without you and I can only be complete with you, and that sharing with you, connecting with you is what completes me, and when I have that attitude I become one with everything that is around me, and then all my shkalim come together to make this adn, to make this basis. It's going to be the basis of the Mishkan in my heart. That Adn represents the foundation of the building of the Mishkan in my heart. That attitude is the foundation of the building of the Mishkan in my heart. When I build the Mishkan in my heart, says Nefesh HaChaim, then the Mishkan will come, will be built, and then it will be built Min HaShemayim. That's what this parsha is telling us about. This parsha is telling us about what is this concept of building a Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan can only be done with a Machzit HaShekel, with an attitude of Machzit HaShekel, that I'm incomplete without the other. And when I'm incomplete without the other, then I form a unity with the others. That's why Machzit HaShekel is...
What's the other here, God?
The other is my other fellow man, and obviously God. Other is always that which is outside me, my other person. It can be my soul, and it can be God. It's three aspects. That's what there's three concepts here. The korbanos is my connection to God, right? The adonim, right, is the basis of building the Mishkan, is the connection to building the Mishkan within my soul, is my neshama, right? And I said, God, my neshama, that's myself, and my fellow man comes from the diva slave. When a person has, and that has no shiur, when a person has the diva slave, when a person has a good heart to give to another person, then he connects to another person. And that's without gvul. You can't say I'm going to give you half a shekel. You can't say I'm going to give to a person with a gvul. Giving to a person has to be without gvul. You have to give of yourself to another without gvul, without measure. What you have to give, you have to give to the other. You understand what I'm saying? Make sense? So those are the three aspects of Truma LaHashem. Truma LaHashem, this parsha is speaking about, the three aspects of Truma is a lashon of Laharim, to lift oneself up. There's three aspects of self that needs to be lifted. The aspect of self, which is to our fellow man, that's in complete giving, without gvul, without measure. There's the adn, which is to connect in building the Mishkan, to connect to the other part of self, which is the other part of self, which is the seat that is my heart, i.e. the other, my soul, to connect my other half, right? And then this truest, the Parshas Pigudim, is the korbanos, that each half shekel I connect to the whole Jewish people, to my Creator, become one in this korban sibul, as a sibul, to connect to our Creator. That's why we have korbanos sibul. You understand? Those are the three aspects of just two maskus the shekel and one, two, three aspects of trumas lashem. These three aspects are the things that elevate oneself. Truma is lashem elevation, to elevate ourselves, to be baruch hu in these three aspects of self. You with me? Makes sense? Yeah.
Kind of.
No, you didn't understand. You understand? Who understood? Not many. You didn't understand? I say it again. You understood? No. Okay, all right. We're saying again, there's two maksis ha-shekel. There's a maksis ha-shekel that a person gives. First of all, kesev. Explain what kesev is. You understand the concept of kesev? Kesev represents desires, innate desire within a person. All the desire, right, to get his physical desires, to take that which is out and bring in, that's the ayin hara. All the desire to desire that which is above self, right? So now, when a person desires...
You're that which is half represents desire.
Yeah, no, not half. Kesef represents desire. Kesef. Desire or of that which is out of self and bring it within self. I want a smoothie. What do you mean I desire a smoothie? I mean I want to take it and I want to put it inside me. Right? Mm-hmm. I desire a car. What does it mean you desire a car? You want to take it. You want to drive it. It becomes part of you. Right? It's my car. Right? I want a Bisley. Bisley, it's a bis for me. I want a bis, I will put it inside me. I consume it, right? You learn Baba Kama, right? What American, the average American, what do you call him? A consumer. What does consumer, the word for consumer in Hebrew mean? Be'er. What's the lashon of an animal in Baba Kama? Be'er besade acher, right? To consume, that's an animal. Right. To take that and consume it, to bring it in you, that's not machzit ha-shekel. That's just you. All there is you. The car is you. The bisli is you. Everything is you. There's no halves in that. The whole world is just you. You understand what I'm saying? The whole world is contained. You have there to contain the whole world. You understand what I'm saying? There's a very, I don't know, the famous book, we have it at home, about this child. He grows up with this tree. And basically the whole book is he chops up this tree. You've seen this book?
Yeah.
Giving tree.
Give it the giving tree, and the tree gives him its fruit, and the tree gives it its branch. Until the child chops down the whole tree, and an old man, and he sits on the tree. Well, that child did the whole book. He ate up the tree. That's all he did. And he got an old man, and now he doesn't have a tree. He ate up the tree. He consumed the tree. That's what you do. You consume your life. Makes sense? No, it doesn't. It's a very sad book. What did he do? He could ate a tree. Yeah.
Do you consume the shear?
No. Don't consume the shear. A shear. You don't consume a shear. You don't. Divrei Torah. You don't consume. Divrei Torah is called. We spoke about it. It's herayon. It's pora'ah. It's impregnating into you an idea that now you take it and you express it in your own personal way. It's not. There's no consumption here. It's expression. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So now, that's the concept of... So that's not a machzit, it's a shekel. That's your whole shekel. There's nothing else. The whole world is in you. Machzit a shekel, when you say machzit a shekel, means that kesed, that desire, right? That desire, you're half, you're incomplete. When you're incomplete, what does it mean you're incomplete? That means my desires are incomplete. Me, as my desire, I'm incomplete. The only way I can be complete is when I connect another half shekel. I connect all to another person. There has to be connection to something else. What are something else? Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or my higher self, or the other person. There's three aspects of connection. That's what's represented in these three types of Truma Lashem. Truma Lashem, we said the Loshen Truma means Larim. Larim means to lift up. How a person lifts up in these three forms of Truma. So I said, this Machzit HaShekel, right? What's the Magefa? What's the Magefa that happened to Klal Yisrael? What's the Magefa in counting? What's the death in counting? When you give a person a tafkid, you say, this is all you are. There's no, this is what you are. You can never talk to a person and say, this is who you are. Define who you are. You're this. What do you mean you're this? No, you're not. You're much more than words can describe. How can you say you're this? You're an I-T-N-T, God knows, J, right? That's who you are? Shtuyot. That's a small aspect of who you are. Small aspect of who you are. Even when we say here, your chesed, your din, your thing, it's a small aspect of who you are. That doesn't define who you are. You're much greater than your word, the word to describe you. When we say that's all you are, that's confining you. You're much bigger than the words that confine you. You understand? So if I confine you, if I put you in a tafkid, even though it's important, but the tafkid can only be important if that tafkid, that place that I'm putting you, that position I'm putting you, is in comparison to other people. In your tafkid, in your place, you're half. In his place, he's half. In her place, they're half. Everyone's half to connect to a unity, to a unity. You with me?
To the other people or to God here?
It's the other people, it's to God, it's to their own self. I told you, it's three aspects. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Guys, you understand what I'm saying?
That's connecting to self, though.
I explain to you when I get to the Machzit, the Adanim. You understand? Guys, you understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Say no. If you don't understand, I'll explain it again in a different way.
I do.
Yeah? You understand? You don't understand. When a person feels half a person, when a person's half of self, he's looking for something else. If I know I'm a half, right? There's two things. I'm thirsty, so I want a drink. That means I'm half a self. And now I drink, I became a complete self? No, it means I'm thirsty, I'm a complete self. I lack drink, so I'm making the drink and it became part of me. It isn't complete. Half a self means that there's something intrinsic about being me alone that is no good. Lo tov hiyot adam levado. It's not good for a person to be alone. That's man's mitzvah. Eselo is a connector. I will make for him a helper against him. Man can only be complete when he has someone else in his life, when he has something else to give to in his life. That completes him. V'niyu basa echad. Etzem me'atzmai basam sari. Right?
Yeah.
And the new basa echad became one flesh. Only when man connects to his reality in a full way, that he recognizes his loneliness, he recognizes that he in himself is incomplete, can man become a complete human being. And man can only come a complete human being when he relates to that other half. That other half is his own soul. That's between man and himself. That other half is his wife. That other half, Ben Adam Lachavero, that is. That other half is Ben Adam Lamokum, his creator. Only when man realizes that he is Machzit HaShekel, that he is incomplete, his inner desires are incomplete unless he relates to something or higher than self or to another person, man is always going to be this incomplete human being. So only when man has this reality of Machzit HaShekel does he save himself from this Magefa. This Magefa, which came from the Chet HaEgel brought Misa to the world, brought death to the world, because man went after his desires, man went after Avodah Zarah, man went after his lower self. When man goes after his lower self, that's death, that's Magefa. When man consumes his world, that's his death. Man is living a dead life. He's living an inexpressive life. Who can say I ate a ton of pizzas. 2 million gallons of Coca-Cola. I had a great life. Man consuming his life is a dead life. It's a stagnant life. The word death means lamtin. Mace means lamtin, means stagnant. It's not a proper expression. Yeah.
So are you saying that each, you're talking about this incompletion, are you saying that each one of these countings corresponds to a different one?
Each one of these trumas, yeah.
To
self,
explain. To...
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now, the Adonim, I explained, the Adonim represent that which hold up the Mishkan. So, Buyu, from Nefesh HaChaim, it says, maybe it was Ruach HaChaim, it says, it's Chazal anyway. There's the place for the Mishkan is a person's heart. The building of the heart is the building of the Mishkan. The ma'amidim, the thing which holds up that Mishkan, is these Adonim. Are these, you know these Adonim are now, right? Everyone, yeah? These Adonim. That's what's holding up this Mishkan. The building of this heart depends on these machzitza shekel. When you feel that you're incomplete, that you cannot have a whole heart, unless what? That heart is connected to the higher level of self, i.e. your soul, only then is the building of the Mishkan in that heart. Only when you connect to your higher self is that heart a place where can dwell the Mishkan, can establish the Mishkan. And that's only when you recognize that your desires, those aren't to desire that which is outside and consume which is in self. Your desires is nichsof nichsafti to your higher self. Right? To desire to connect to your higher self, to connect to your soul. That's the building of the Mishkan. That's the establishment of the Mishkan in a person's heart. You with me? You understand the Adonim? Yes? Okay, next. Now the other one is the Korbanos.
So that's the self.
Yeah, that's the self. I'm allowed to count with these things, because if I'm counting for the purpose of connecting, if I'm counting halves, I'm counting with the purpose of, even if I'm putting a person in his tafkid, I'm saying, this is your place, but it's only your place because you're a half. In this place, you're half. You're not just a doctor. You're not just a lawyer. You're half when you're a doctor. You're half when you're a lawyer. Only you can connect to the rest of society, only you can connect to the rest of who you are, do you become a whole. Then the counting is without Magefa. But if the counting is, you're a doctor, you are a doctor, so you do things. That's what you are. I'm confining you. You're not in relation to other people. This is who you are. I'm defining who you are outside of other people. That's Ayin Hara. That's putting boundaries on you, and that's giving precedence just to you. You're the President of the United States. You're important, you can do whatever you want. No. A melech in Klal Yisrael, a king in Klal Yisrael, is the lay of the people, is meshubat to the people. He's how do you say meshubat? He's in servitude to the people. He's in servitude to his people. That's what a king is, that's what a leader is. I think I'm in the Purvish school now.
Right. So these are the three different korbans, or what are you? Are three different countings?
So there's three different aspects of trumas. Three different aspects of trumas. There's two countings, three trumas. Okay. So the second counting is in Parshas Pekudei, which is the counting for the korbanos. So now with all these machzitza shekels, what do? I bring korban sibul. What's the purpose of korban sibul? That if the sibul has the tamid. You know, you've heard of the tamid, guys. We say Shachris in the morning and Mariv at night. Yes? A Mincha and Mariv, right? That's connected to Tomid. Tomid of the morning is Shachris. Tomid Ben Abayim is Mincha. And the Achila of the Tomid at night is connected to Mariv, right? You did this? You guys know this? You don't know this. Okay, that's the Korban. That's our daily offering. They have a daily offering every day, right? One in the morning, one in the afternoon, right? That's a korban sibul. That's a sacrifice for the purpose of the whole of the Jewish people. Says the Gemara, that's to be mekaper on our averus at the night, to atone for the averus of the Jewish people at night, and to atone to the Jewish people during the day. So our tefillah is also for that, by the way, right? So now, one second. So that's a korban sibul. That's in our connection and our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person feels that he's half, he's alone, he's incomplete without his Creator, so what's he brings with those machzis of shekels, he brings now all those machzis of shekels, he comes together as a group to serve, to connect with their Creator. You with me? To connect with our Creator. Loshon Korban is Loshon of Karov, coming close to our Creator. You with me? So that's that aspect of connecting to our Creator. I only can connect if I feel incomplete. If I'm full of myself, I'm not connecting. If I feel incomplete, then I'm looking for connection. If I feel incomplete as an individual in this world without someone or higher to relate to, then I need to connect. You with me? That's a machzit shekel. Now the third thing is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro comes from the Davus Libo. When you're giving to your friend, you know, of course you're incomplete, but there's no machzit shekel needed here. Here there needs, right? There needs a gilui of kavod, a revelation of honor. If I give to you because I owe you money, right? Does it show I care for you? Do I care for you? I owe you $100. I give you back what I owe you. Does it show I care for you? No. If I'm obligated to give to you, I don't care for you. If I give to you because I care for you, it means I give to you without any obligation. If I'm giving you without obligation, it means I can't give you with gvul. I can't give you with boundary.
Does you?
Huh?
And what's tzedakah? You have an obligation to give tzedakah.
Right.
So
tzedakah means, tzedakah isn't chesed. Tzedakah means tzedek. Tzedek means you give what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be mefarnes someone.
So you have an obligation to give chesed.
You have an obligation to give a certain amount. How much you give is nediva slave.
That's what chesed.
Yeah. You understand? How much you give is nediva slave. We have an obligation to give to someone who's needy. If you have and they don't have, you have an obligation to give someone who's needy. How much you give depends on your nedivah slave. Right? Now, here we're talking about the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan is... You explain this when you learn Parshas Truma? You understand how the Chumash works? The building of the Mishkan is a building of a home for God. Kiviyachol. After the... Right? You've heard this?
Yes.
And just as God ceased from working, you heard this as well? Ceased from working from 6 days and he built a place, he kept, stopped, built that world on Shabbos, so we keep, stopped from working on Shabbos, from building the Mishkan. And therefore all the malachas of Shabbos, a place for God to go, all the malachas of Shabbos we learn from the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a place, is kiviyachol, God's mini world, where he dwells. Now this mini world kiviyachol is an expression of the whole world. The form of the Mishkan is the form of the whole world. You with me?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the first thing that has to be built? First midah that has to come out to build the world. What's the first midah?
That's it.
Lech lecha le'artzecha me'molaretecha me'beit avicha Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the building of the Jewish people, the building of the world. The world is built in chesed. So the first tzivui in the building of the Mishkan is nediva slave. The connection to another person, the desire to express, the desire to give, that's the building, that's the foundation of a human being. That's why when a child is born, the birth of the child is what? With complete chesed. When she's pregnant, she can't move, she's holding this big thing, she can't move, she's sick. It's not pleasant. Birth is not pleasant. After birth, the child's 2 hours getting up every night, it's not pleasant. What's she doing this for? She cares for the baby. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her innate care for this baby. She wants to give to it. She wants to care for it. And when it gets older, she's still caring. Both now are caring. Both parents get involved. Right? They both care. They have no reason for having this child. That's what you see. Nowadays, people don't bring up their children. There's no reason for doing it. One dog is enough. One dog and a cat and half a kid, right? That's a joke. It's complete. The beginning of the birth of a person, the birth of a nation, starts with the giving. You understand? That's why it's the beginning. Then afterwards, what do you have? Then you have the Adonim. You have the Adonim. Then the basis of the relationship is what? The basis of a relationship is connecting to oneself. And then you gave, you connect to your people, you connect to oneself, and you connect to your Creator. That's the Korbanos. That's after you have the Mishnah. And that's the tikkun of the Chet HaEgel. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is that Klal Yisrael served Avodah Zarah to be mati themselves the Arayas. So they would go after their own desires. That they would consume the world is their world. And we'll finish off here. That's what we said in the beginning. Esau, who represents the Ra in the world, is called Nefashos. He's called souls. He's called separate souls. Why? Because each one had his own Avodah Zarah, his own desires. He went after his own desires of his life. Yaakov is called Nefesh, because he had served one God. You can only serve one God if you feel you have a lack, and you have to complete yourself by connecting to your own inner, deeper self, Nichsof Nichsafti, your higher Creator, that's also Nichsof Nichsafti, and the Diva Slave, of seeing the other person as important, the desire to give to a person without shiur, without measure. Those are the two, three ways of Trumas Hashem, that a person lifts himself to serve his Creator. Okay? Lehefech, from Esau, which is the concept of Chet HaEgel. Alright? Stop here. Sorry guys. You understood in the end, more or less?
No, I just didn't see how I get people are incomplete. I just didn't see how it relates so much to the parsha. I get half shekel incomplete. People are incomplete.
Well, you didn't see how it relates to the parsha?
Exactly what you're talking about. It's like an extended step four. Shekel, like, we're the half.